you know, not show up super hungry, because then you're just going to want to kind of gorge yourself. So it's a good idea to have a healthy snack at home before you go. You know, and that can be really anything. Usually we recommend that you have something with a little bit of protein, like yogurt or some nuts or, you know, a piece of cheese, something like that that'll really tide you over. When you get there, kind of look at all the food that's available and, you know, decide what's really worth it to you, what calories are worth eating. You know, you don't want to waste it on something that you really don't like that much. So that's another thing that you can do. And again, you know, our plates have gotten so much bigger. Using a smaller plate is a good way to kind of help you automatically cut back on portions so that you're not eating as much. And you can have just little bites of, you know, several different things. One thing that I have found seems to help is to not hang out near the food. You know, if you're standing there right next to the table, you kind of tend to keep snacking and, you know, just picking at different things, where if you just kind of get your plate and walk away and go have a conversation on the other side of the room, that helps so that you don't stand there and keep eating the entire time.
Well, and let's face it, the holiday fare is, it can be rich. Do you substitute? Do you have, again, small portions, I'm sure, but are there substitutions available, I guess?
There are, yeah. You know, one thing that comes to mind when you say that is like sweet potatoes. They can be a very healthy food, but not so much when you put the butter and brown sugar, and then I don't know about your family, but mine puts marshmallows mm-hmm. on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of turns into, like you say, something pretty indulgent. So kind of trying to, you know, leave those extras out and keeping foods more in their natural state, you know, so that they're better for you. There's also, you know, other substitutions you can make. Cream soups that we use for, say, green bean casserole, for example, tend to be really high in salt. You know, so if you can try to find a way to do without those, you know, in your recipes and things like that, maybe just cut back on some of the sugar and the butter in your desserts, and really you might not even notice that they're not there.
It is discipline, but boy, there's a lot of temptation out there. You got to work with your mind a little bit too. Is there something we can do to convince ourselves, I guess, to eat a little less or not eat some of this? Or
yeah, you know, it is really in your mind. You know, you just have to tell yourself that you're not going to eat until you're full. Just eat until you're satisfied. And then, like I said, just, you know, walk away and don't come back to the table. And people that are, you know, say, have been dieting or trying to lose weight, it's a good idea to not get it in your head that you're going to continue to lose weight during the holidays. You know, consider yourself successful if you continue to exercise and eat pretty healthy and at least maintain your weight during that time.
And if you do gain weight over the holidays, maybe you don't want to beat yourself up over it?
Exactly. You know, a pound or two in the whole grand scheme of things is not that big of a deal. And that comes back to the mindset. You know, don't tell yourself that you've blown it and, you know, that's the end. Just start over fresh the next day and say, I'm going to eat healthier today because I went a little overboard yesterday, you know, and just get back on track.
Is there a resource for me, somewhere to go that I can find, I guess, less fattening food?
Yeah, there are a lot of different websites online that you can find healthier recipes for Christmas. If you even just type in your search bar, healthy recipes, there are all different kinds of websites will come up.